though there are times when students and maybe their teachers look at a clock and see it running backwards, NSDA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff, in his review of Interstellar, offers some suggestions for how to use the movie to make any class period pass by more quickly.
We used to look up in the sky and wonder at our place in the stars. Now we just look down and worry about our place in the dirt.
Folks here at Pacific Science Center, where I work, have been excited about the release of Interstellar for months. Here's a science fiction film made by a director known for his complex plots. That's Christopher Nolan, who made Inception and Memento. It's got some major star power in Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway, for starters. It's filmed on IMAX film. What's not to like? I had the opportunity to attend a media screening of the film a couple of days before its official opening on November 7th, and I found Interstellar to be visually stunning and personally moving. Science teachers could use this movie to talk about some of the more counterintuitive consequences of general relativity, to discuss nitrogen cycling, or even to partner with a literature teacher to explore 20th century poetry. As the film opens, we learn that the Earth is suffering from a crop blight that is severely limiting global food production.
We must confront the reality that nothing in our solar system can help us.
Now you need to tell me what your plan is to save the world.
We're not meant to save the world. We're meant to leave it.
Matthew McConaughey's character, Cooper, was initially trained as a NASA pilot, but all government resources for space exploration have been, apparently, reallocated to farming. Schools have gone so far as to teach that the moon landings of the late 20th century were a hoax. Cooper's daughter, Murphy, complains that she's being visited by a ghost. Something is knocking books off her shelves in some sort of a pattern, and even breaks a model of a lunar lander. After a bad dust storm, the ghost creates a pattern in falling dust, which encodes a location that Cooper and Murphy feel compelled to visit. They discover a secret NASA facility where scientists are working on plans to move people off the Earth to one of several potentially habitable planets. These planets are not in our solar system, but on the other side of a wormhole, a shortcut from our solar system to a place in another galaxy immeasurably far away. As a former NASA pilot, Cooper is asked to go on this mission, though it's not known how long he will be away. Though Murphy begs him not to go, Cooper, of course, joins the mission through the wormhole. Others on the crew include Amelia, Anne Hathaway, Doyle, played by Wes Bentley, Romilly, David Gyasi, and two robots named Tars and Case. We then follow the progress of the spacecraft Endurance through the wormhole, but also events back on Earth. Due to the details of relativity, which I'll go into more detail later, time passes much more slowly for members of the Endurance crew than it does on Earth. So while Cooper experiences just a couple of years, his daughter grows from age 10 to adulthood back home. Any further plot summary will give away too much, and this is a film worth seeing in the theater for the amazing visuals. In a striking coincidence, the same day I saw Interstellar, I also heard a piece on the radio about the latest super-accurate clocks being built and tested at the University of Colorado Boulder. This clock is so accurate it will not gain or lose a second in 4 billion years, roughly the age of the Earth. It's also accurate enough to measure the very small changes in how time passes at different distances from the center of the Earth. Even moving the clock from the floor to the table would cause a measurable change. Sounds weird, but this is just part of Einstein's general relativity. One of the surprising consequences of the speed of light being a constant in all reference frames, which is the central postulate of general relativity, is that time slows down for clocks and people in accelerated frames of reference. The faster you go, or the closer you are to a large mass, the greater the effect. In the film, Cooper and Amelia spend what is a short time to them on a planet very close to a black hole, but when they return to the main ship that did not approach the planet, their crewmate experienced over 20 years. The film company has produced an education guide with sample calculations of this, which is available online. Back on Earth, things are getting worse and worse as the blight kills off one farm crop after another. We only hear hints of what's going on, but apparently the blight is able to use nitrogen in the atmosphere in a way that most life on Earth uses oxygen. The blight first killed off grains like wheat and rice, then soybeans, and finally is attacking corn. Farmers are growing all the corn they can, but worry that it's only a matter of time before the blight ends agriculture. It's an interesting idea that an organism might replace respiration, combining sugars with oxygen to release energy, with a chemical process that uses nitrogen. Nitrogen is abundant in the atmosphere, but it does not participate in chemical reactions that release much energy. For this to work, the blight would have to have some sort of catalyst to make the nitrogen chemically feasible. A Dylan Thomas poem, Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night, features prominently in the film and provides an opportunity for science teachers to team up with an English teacher for this movie. This also happens to be the centenary year of Thomas's birth, so the BBC has run a documentary series on his life and work. There's even a video of a number of Welsh actors reciting the poem available online. This poem is an example of a form called a villanelle, which is a very prescribed poetry form requiring that specific lines be repeated at the end of each stanza and again at the very end of the poem. I found Interstellar to be thought-provoking and beautiful, and I highly recommend seeing it in a theater, in an IMAX theater if possible. Science teachers can certainly use the film to introduce relativity, to talk about plant respiration, or to team up with an English teacher for a cross-disciplinary lesson.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flix.
We'll find a way. We always have.